Time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit as well. We're joined by a plethora of people here to talk about Millapalooza. And we will start. We got, let's just go ahead and introduce everybody here. So, Julia, would you like to introduce everyone that we have here, starting with yourself?
Yes, I am Julia Raby, the Executive Director at the Chamber. Then we have Braylon Monty from Beloit High School. We have Chad Lorenz from the Wellness Center and Jesley Kelly from Beloit Auto and Truck Plaza.
All right. And did you say Heidi? Did you mention Heidi?
Heidi.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, is she just here for moral sponsor. Support? She doesn't want to be on the radio, does she?
She's
hiding back there. Some people do that from time to time on the radio. They'll come in and they immediately just wave their hands. I'm here for moral support. Okay. All right. That's fine too. If you don't want to be on the radio, I understand that. Okay. So let's start with Julia, kind of overview of Millapalooza, because you had the first one ever last year. It went really, really well. So now you guys have figured out all the kinks and it's going to be the perfect Millapalooza.
That's no pressure. No pressure. None at all.
But yeah. I'm sure you've learned some things from last year and doing some different things this year.
Yes, absolutely. We had a great committee that was able to launch us with a great first year. Each event had a coordinator and a leader that did a great job, and that has continued this year. So that's what makes this happen, is volunteers and people willing to give up a day to create a great event for our community. So we have similar things happening. We kick it off with a downhill mile run, which is a new event. We have the car show happening, a kids pit stop. We'll have food vendors. We'll have music. We're just going to have a great time throughout the whole day and end with King Midas on the streets in front of Kettle, and that will be our street dance that wraps up the night. But there's a lot of stuff in between, so that's why we brought individuals here to kind of talk about their events. And so I'm going to let Braylon talk about the exciting new event that their group is going to be doing.
Okay.
Our JAG K program at the high school will be hosting a dodgeball tournament at the municipal building, and the times are 2 to 3 is grades 4 through 6th. And then 3 to 4 is grades 7 through 8, and 4 to 5 is grades 9 through 12. And when we get there, we will put them in groups individually, and we will have snacks for them and drinks, and yeah, and it's free.
That's important. Free is always important. Dodgeball. My oldest son and I, we were at a trampoline park on vacation down in the Ozarks. And so there was all these young whippersnappers, as I call them. And that tells you how old I am. I say whippersnappers. And so I was the old guy, 43, in there with a whole bunch of kids about Braylon's age and my son's age playing dodgeball. That was fun. That was fun. It wasn't fun when I got knocked out early, but it was fun. And so all of a sudden, next thing you know, the girls, it was the girls versus the guys, and the girls wanted to beat us really, really, really bad, but they couldn't. And then eventually they won one, and I turned to all these guys on my team who are, you know, what, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, 13 years old, and I go, "Men, this cannot ever happen again." And everybody just started laughing. We had so much fun. So the reason I tell it is dodgeball's fun. I hadn't played dodgeball in years, and I had a blast. And then I think of Dodgeball in the movie.
Yes.
Dodgeball the movie.
You can't dodge a dodgeball,
right. So, and then I think of dodgeball when Billy Madison, when Adam Sandler takes out all the kids on the playground.
Yeah.
I just saw that clip the other day. So I don't know if something crazy like that's going to happen with the dodgeball thing, but man, if it did, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Well, maybe you can go ahead and sign up. They said
4th to 6th grade. I think I'm a little too old for that. So are you a big fan of dodgeball? Or you play dodgeball a lot? Or how'd this idea get started to do a dodgeball thing? I think it's a great idea.
Well, our class got together and we wanted to do something for Millapalooza. And so we contacted Julia and asked if we could do a dodgeball tournament. We put it together.
Sweet. That's all it takes. You know, have an idea and see if you can make it work, and you can. So dodgeball's on the slate. And then what else is taking place? Chad, you got stuff going on, I know. Yeah. First of all, let me ask you a question. Oh, I thought you dropped the mic. That was scary. the downhill mile run. Since it's downhill, can you also roll?
Well, no? I suppose you could.
You could? I don't know how severe downhill.
I wouldn't recommend it, though.
Okay, all right.
I would not recommend rolling.
All right, so no rolling. Just you run. Okay, so that's a downhill
mile.
Try and
stay on your feet.
So where's that path going to be, the downhill mile run?
So it's actually going to be straight down Mill Street. So we're going to start up by the football field.
I'll scoot you up a little bit to the mic. So
we're going to start up at the football field, and we're going to run down Mill Street and end right around Main Street.
Well, it's not bad.
Yeah. Nice, easy mile, right?
Easy,
right?
5,280 feet.
Yeah, just easy.
Do you have to dodge between cars, or you got this blocked off? What's going to happen?
No, we are going to have it blocked off. Even on 8th Street there, we're going to have the city police department's going to help us kind of keep it safe for people to get across 8th Street there.
Nice.
So, yeah.
You could do that in your sleep. Yeah, you could. You really could. So so people need to register by a certain time for that?
Yeah, or? So we do have day of registration, but we do strongly encourage you to register beforehand. It will save you an extra $5. The registration fee is only $10 for this event. So we're trying to keep it really inexpensive, so that way more people will come out and participate and have a good time with each other. So you can run it, you can sprint it, you can walk it. You can push your stroller in it. Like, we encourage all abilities. All abilities.
Is that a great idea? Somebody just put me in a stroller and push me down this.
Well, place. Don't let go of the stroller.
No, don't do that. Although that could be fun. Might be on the front page of the paper later on.
Yeah, but that right.
Have you seen that? They have stroller races. Have you seen that? They're actually.
I haven't. I've seen people in marathons pushing children in strollers and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy stuff. There's another contest that I've seen. I forgot what it is, but it involves a husband and a wife.
Yeah.
Carry them backwards?
Yeah, they carry
them. Yeah, they go carry them backwards. Yeah, the wife carrying contest.
Yeah.
Maybe next year you guys can work that out. I think that
Wayne,
might...
Wayne just volunteered to
run
that one.
I'll help run it. I'll right. help run it. Yeah. That's it. I'm not doing it, no. Yeah. You know?
Maybe.
The divorce rate may go up after that one. Wow. But there you go. There's an idea to work on, Julia. Okay, you know, yeah. I just come up with the ideas. It's your job to put them together, you know?
Perfect.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. So we've got, let's see here. So the downhill mile run.
Yep.
That's at 8 in the morning. So nice when it's cool.
Kicks off at 8.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Early registration, you can go to heartlandtiming.com. There's a link for the registration there or the Millapalooza Facebook page.
Okay.
Also, I believe, has it. What else do I got here? Oh, yeah, first 50 people to sign up will get a swag bag. We do have awards for the first place female and male. Like, overall, we have a trophy for them, and then we have age group awards for the first place male and female in those age groups. So come out, win a trophy, win a medal, have a lot of fun.
All right. Now, also, we've got the car show, and we want to go to that now, next? You guys get so many things, I want to make sure I go in order here. Now, you're going to have to be louder,
like,
Jessica. There we go. There we go. You might have to hold it there,
Chad. People say I'm pretty loud.
There you go. Hold it right there. Yeah. That'll work. Go ahead.
We're having mic issues.
Just hold on
imagine
to it.
That.
The mic's fine. It's just holding an issue. Yeah.
All right. So the car show is from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And we do ask, I'm getting some feedback here.
Yeah.
And we do ask that you do not line up or register your vehicles until 8:30 because of the Millapalooza Mile. We really don't want any cars going into their area, hitting some runners. That would not be good. And you will not get an award for that. So please do not bring your cars onto Mill Street until after 8:30. We have registration set up at 2nd and Mill Street. So I think it's all Chad. Chad's doing it.
Nah, it's fine. There you go.
But the car show is from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and we have lots of mega raffles, goodie bags for the first 50 people to register. We have a poker run, a scavenger hunt going on. We have the beer garden starting even earlier this year for those who are interested in that. That will be down at the Kettle. We have 3 artist-created trophies and 10 FinCool trophies, which FinCool awesomely hooked us up. They're one of our Hot Rod sponsors, and they're doing the trophies again this year. And so our sponsors for this event, or the Hot Rod sponsors, are Budweiser, Tools for You, FinCool, American Ag and Auto, and Gray's Drug and Fountain. And it's hosted by Beloit Auto and Truck Plaza and Down Under Brewery. And we're super stoked that we've had so much support from the community about the car show. I think it turned out awesome last year. Also, a new super thing we're excited about, I know I'm excited about it, is we're going to hold off on early registration. We're going to carry it over until the beginning of September. So I think Chad kind of touched on it, but guys, it really, really helps if you early register. It helps it so that it goes smoothly. Registration, all you have to do, if you've early registered, we hand you a piece of paper in your swag bag and you go line up. It's super fast and simple, and it will only be $20 till September. So please register early. You can get your forms at Beloit Auto and Truck Plaza or the Chamber office, and also on our Facebook page.
You had a ton of cars last year. I remember we were blown away how many cars you guys had.
We were not ready for that many cars, but we did it.
It worked
and
well,
it was
though.
Awesome.
It worked out. It worked out. That's the important thing. So important to register early, as you said, and make sure your guys' life a little bit easier and all of that. We were talking about dodgeball, but you got stuff for the kids all day long, right?
Absolutely. We have an inflatable obstacle course. We're bringing in a new addition this year. It's called the Big Blue, and so that'll be down in front of Wakanda Trader. The kids' pit stop will be on South Mill this year. We'll also have a bounce house for the little ones so that we keep them all safe. We'll also paint a truck, again, from Beloit Auto Truck and Plaza. That was a huge hit. We'll have groups like OCCK, NCK CASA, different organizations that are coming to do kids events. So they'll be doing that from 10 to 3. We'll have a free kids area. We'll have face painting. We'll have food vendors and blacksmith demo downtown. So that'll be really cool. We're also excited about an additional event, which will be at from 7 to 10 p.m. We're going to have laser tag downtown Mill Street. So that will be a free event for youth to come down while the street dance is happening. We'll have the guy that sets up at the fair. He'll be setting up on Mill Street, right in front of like where S&S and Schnell and Pestinger stores are. So he'll set up his gear, and the kids will be able to play from 7 to 10 p.m. downtown. So we're excited about that. Also, the police department is going to do Smash a Car. So that'll be really cool. They're putting in a car that they're going to let us demolish. And so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Please only demolish that car.
Just
don't
one. It'll be designated. It'll be a designated car.
I was worried there for a moment. I was like, they're going to smash a car. I hope it's not mine.
Well, I know, right?
They're just going to come flying down the middle, run into a car and smash it. No, okay. So smash a car. So you get it. You get to demolish it. You get to take a swing at it.
Sledgehammer.
Wow.
And we're
going to
do that on 2nd Street.
Yeah.
In the afternoon. Yeah.
And that will stress relief.
They'll do it as a fundraiser for some of the projects they do. Like over Christmas, they do a project for kids and raising money for them to have a good Christmas. Uh-huh. And so they're going to do it as a fundraiser and just a fun event for young and old. I mean, you get to go smash a car.
See, next year you need to put that right after the wife-carrying contest.
Yeah.
you see what I'm saying? Yeah, that'd be a good stress reliever when you're yelling at your husband or wife. Like, come on, let's go. Yeah. Okay, so you have that. Let's see. Did you mention the chalk art challenge?
No, that's going to be happening on Court Street.
Okay.
And that starts at 9 a.m. this year. So if you want to create a mural downtown Beloit, claim your piece of street, you can sign up for it that day or early registration. There's a Millapalooza event that you can find the chalk art challenge. If we're a team, you can sign up. The chalk is provided. And then if you win that, you get a canvas of your creation. So we had a lot of great participation last year. There's only 20 spots. Mm-hmm. So those are limited spots and they'll go quick. So if you're interested in putting together a team or just a family that would like to do it, you do have to have at least one adult in your group to participate in the chalk art challenge. But that will be happening from 9 a.m. to noon, and then there'll be public judging throughout the afternoon, and we'll announce the winners in the evening.
A couple more things to get to here, but in case people are jumping in the middle of our conversation, we're talking about the second annual Millapalooza being held in Beloit on Saturday, September the 7th. Poker run, have you touched upon that yet?
Nope. The poker run will be happening during the car show. So from 12 to 2, you'll be able to get your entry slip from the main stage, and then the locations will be marked on there, and they'll have a big giant playing card in their window. And so there'll be 5 stops. You'll go get your draw your card, and then you'll turn it in at the stage, and we'll have giveaways, baskets that our sponsors have given us. And so that poker run will happen noon to 2. There's also a market happening, so we have vendors already signed up. We're adding vendors daily, so if you need an entry slip, you can get that on our website at beloitchamber.com or come into my office, and we'll get you signed up and get you a spot along Court Street down to where Plum Creek is. So that whole street will be filled with market vendors.
Okay, and an art and wine walk.
And the art and wine walk was a huge hit last year. Yeah, we had over 100 people join us for sampling and seeing artists display their pieces, and that will happen again from 4 to 6 this year. You can sign up for that at the Kettle. You'll save yourself $5 once again if you sign up early. And pre-registrations can also be done at the chamber office as well. You'll get a custom cup, that glass, sampling glass, that we'll be giving out. You'll get a goodie bag, you'll get a map, and you can, when that day you come, you can register at Down Under Brewery or at Grace Drug and Pharmacy that night.
All right, now you have on the fly here dinner on Mill, and then food trucks, local eateries, so tell people about that.
Absolutely. We have local groups are going to be doing food. We have tacos from Pet Connection. We have a la carte will be downtown. We have some local groups that are doing fundraisers for like the Early Learning Center. They'll be doing a food booth during the lunch hour. And so we kind of have a rotation of people coming. We'll have kettle corn. We'll have what's that wispy sugary stuff?
Cotton candy. What did you call it? Whispery. What? I call it the stuff that I never want to touch because it gives me the heebie-jeebies. That's
the
what
kids
I call
are
it.
Disgusting.
I call it amazing.
I call it amazing.
It's like a spoonful of sugar. Literally, yeah. One bite is a spoonful
we'll
of sugar.
We'll have a carnival food truck. We had that last year. It was a huge hit. They do a lot of cool carnival stuff and type food. And we'll also have Brain Pain.
Oh yeah.
Back.
Gotta have the snow cones.
You gotta have them back. For this event, so we're really excited to have all the participation that we had. I mean, we had great success last year. We're looking at an even better year, and we just want people to come down, have a good time, jam with us, see some cars, just enjoy all the activities that are going on.
Well, I know my wife and I don't get out a lot because we have three children, but we did get out last year for, I was there during the day, and then her and I, and then the kids came out, we ate during the afternoon, and then her and I were able to go to the dance and the beer garden, all that. And it was a great turnout. The weather was perfect, so we'll cross our fingers we can order up that weather again. And that was a lot of fun as well. So I think it's great that everybody's able to work together to put all of this together within the city. Of course, you know, certain people have connections with certain people maybe to get some things done, wink, wink. But anyway, that now there you go. Jason and Julia should do the wife carrying contest. That would be good stuff.
Yes.
But anyway, the street dance starts around 8. The beer garden, you said, opens a little bit earlier this year. Do we know what
12.
Time?
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, it's lunchtime beer garden.
Lunchtime.
Well, looks like I know what I'm doing all day long. No, I'm just kidding.
The police will be there, too.
Yeah.
The police will be there to allow me to smash my car. Yeah, my car. No, don't want to do that.
Not your car.
Not my car, but if you have a little bit too much, maybe so. But anyway, be responsible, by the way, if you're going
Absolutely.
To do some of this stuff as well. Okay, for more information, people learn more. If they missed anything today, how'd they get a hold of the right people?
Actually, we have Thursday night, so tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Kettle, we are having free appetizers for people who want to come and check out what events we're doing, where we need help, where we might need ideas, or we've skipped something. We want to make sure to include the whole community and let people know this is their day. This is all about Beloit. This is all about Mitchell County and our area to include different activities and events. So if you want to come check it out, 7 p.m. tomorrow night at Kettle. And if you can't make it, then you can email me at beloitchamber@nckcn.com or give me a call at 738-2717.
All right. It's the second annual Millapalooza Beloit, Saturday, September the 7th, a full day of activities. Thanks to Julia Raby, to Braylon Monty making her radio debut.
Woo-hoo!
Nailed it. Chad Lorenz, Jess Lee Kelly, and Heidi taking pictures back here. I hope you got everybody's good side. So we appreciate them coming in today for Community Matters. Brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. There's also some information. I pulled up the flyer right here on their website, beloitchamber.com.